You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it is very, very, very simple. Rocket can. I hope you had a great Tuesday. If you didn't, let me try my best to help you out. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I am thrilled to be joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. You could be in New York. You could be in California. You could be in San Diego. San Diego's in California. You could be in Seattle. You could be in Portland, where I'll be. You could be right here with me in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, I am in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you all so much to all of the wonderful staff and faculty at Midwestern University as we talked about utilizing the power of sports to do good for people and in their lives and as it relates to health and also sports. So thank you so much to everyone at Midwestern, and thank you so much to everybody at Special Olympics. I'll talk more about that and what I've been able to do here in Arizona and Phoenix later on in the show. We got a busy one. If you want to know what we're going to talk about, if you want to know where I'm at and what I'm doing, it's easy. You can follow me on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I'm not a difficult person to find, a difficult person to get a hold of. And then, of course, you should know this as well. We got a phone number here. It is connected to multiple lines. Unless it's ridiculously busy, of many times it is, you can call up. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I feel like the minute I touched down in Arizona this morning, we all found out about Kyler Murray, what we all pretty much knew last night, that this man has suffered a torn ACL in that game against the New England Patriots. And Kyler Murray is going to be missing some time, and we have no idea how much time he's going to miss. You can't do anything but wish him well in his recovery, and that's pretty much all anyone has wanted to discuss all day today. It's how big of a blank show things are right now for the Arizona Cardinals. And so we'll talk about Kyler Murray next hour. While we were on air last night, and yeah, we discussed and talked about Monday Night Football. We got into the Patriots and also the Cardinals. There was a high school basketball game going down in California. LeBron James' sons, Carmelo Anthony's son, playing basketball for the world to see. And guess who was in attendance? Not just Carmelo and LeBron James. The Kardashians were there. One of Scottie Pippen's sons plays on the game. This was celebrity-studded, star-studded. And Carmelo Anthony also told everybody something that I think most of us already knew. Carmelo Anthony wants back in the NBA. So we'll get into Carmelo. We'll talk Kyler Murray. Speaking of coming back, Cole Beasley is back in the NFL. Yes, it was only a couple of months ago that he decided to step away and retire from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is back. Speaking of back, I think this team, they just got their backs and their spines destroyed. Golden State Warriors can't win a game at home to save their damn lives. So on the road, I should say, the Bucks just beat them 128-111. I mean, are the Warriors that old, that quick? We'll figure it out. We'll see. The NBA awards have new names. There's just a lot that we have to get into. Before we get started and I move any further, it's a simple question to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Dave, how you feeling, man? You good?
I'm doing well, JR. Sounds like you have had a very hectic day, my man.
I've had a very hectic day. I basically got off air last night, flew to Arizona, spoke at Midwestern, hung out there all day, caught up with some friends here in Arizona, had to do work, did some interviews that I can't wait to share. And now, boom, I'm here in the studio ready to roll, man. I feel like There's something wrong with me. Because I'm not on caffeine. I'm not on drugs. I'm not on coffee. I'm just, I don't know, man. I need to go to the doctor and get checked. Maybe it's called adrenaline. I don't know.
Or you just love what you do.
I do. I love, you know what, you know, this is the part, I love talking about sports, but it's the part where you can help other people out. It is so energizing. And so I look forward to being out in Portland, Oregon tomorrow. And yeah, man, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And so that's what we're going to do here over the next 4 hours is have a lot of fun. And unfortunately, we found out early yesterday morning and Sunday night, and I heard Zach just do an amazing job, and kudos to having Coach Stoops on, you know, talking about Mike Leach right before I signed on air. And we know he passed away at the age of 61. And for myself personally, there's only two things that come to mind when you think about certain coaches. It's not like Mike Leach is running around and he's Nick Saban. We know about his offense and air raid. But there's two things. I think air raid, and I think about what the hell is going to come out of this guy's mouth. Some of the things I didn't always agree with. But Mike Leach was a ridiculous quote. It didn't matter the subject. It didn't matter the topic. If there was a microphone in front of him, he was going to give you maybe something related to football. Maybe it was going to be an analogy related to football. He was just all over the place all the time. I mean, back in his Texas Tech days and before he basically was told, hey, man, you mistreated this guy. Now you got to go. Mike Leach just talked about his players being hyped up. He talked about his own players being hyped up. You know, typically people will say the players are reading their own press clippings. Mike Leach, well, just listen to what he had to say about where these guys were getting encouragement from.
As coaches, we failed to get through to them. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, I mean, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them, and the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
Well, damn. That was about 13, 14 years ago after they lost Texas Tech did to Texas A&M. I don't know if Shep, would he be able to get away with that in 2022?
I can't believe he got away with that 13 years ago.
Fat little girlfriends? Oh, my God. Maybe it's because most of their girlfriends aren't. Maybe fat little girlfriends? Is that why?
It helps that you're a pirate. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, this guy had a pirate in his office. And he got away with saying anything. And it didn't just stop at his own players and their fat little girlfriends. Mike Leach was also philosophical. I mean, he knew about Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster and Buzz Lightyear and even more. What about Bigfoot?
I hope there's Bigfoot. I don't think there is. The reason I don't think there is because we found bones of dinosaurs and everything else, but we haven't found bones that I've heard of Bigfoot. Aliens, I suspect there is, and I don't know that they're they're little green men, and I don't know that they're specifically in our galaxy. I don't know that they would just be hostile mutants and the rest, you know. They might look remarkably like us, where style-wise or something, they evolved a different direction. Maybe buildings, cars, different. Who knows? You know, but I certainly wouldn't rule out
I certainly wouldn't rule out life somewhere else other than just Earth, because, see, to me that seems like a lot less of a stretch than the notion that, oh, we're the only one. We're the only one special enough that lightning struck a puddle of mud. Or we're the only one special enough that God cares about enough to have life on this planet. See, I don't believe that. I mean, everybody wants to be special, but I don't think we're that special.
Mike Leach just saved me, 10 years of college. I got the creation story. I found out about Adam and Eve and Bigfoot and aliens, and I didn't have to go to church. I didn't have to, study science for 10 years. Mike Leach just told me in 50 seconds about how we came to be. A puddle got struck by lightning. Boom, here I am. I'll take it. I'm fine with that. I can walk, eat, and do other things, so I'm okay. Mike Leach on creation. Mike Leach on his players not being motivated or finding the wrong motivation in their fat little girlfriends. And then I remember this vividly because it was only a couple of months ago. It was recent. This is on the SEC Network. That's where it was captured. It was Mike Leach giving marriage advice, and this was during or to a reporter on the field. Here you go.
I know you have strong thoughts on weddings. I'm in the middle of planning one right now. Do you have any advice for me?
Who are you marrying?
His name is Trevor.
Whatever you and Trevor decide, I would kind of keep it on the down low, which you failed to do that. Trevor was probably planning to, but you didn't. So go ahead and don't say anything else about it, but as soon as the season's over, or even an off week, go elope. Trust me on that. Go elope. Because basically every female in the family is going to terrorize you guys until it's over. Once it's over, I mean, they'll be upset for a few days, but it'll be over. And then, you cruise away, along, have a happy marriage, have a happy life.
I'll pass along the message. Thanks, Coach. Congrats on the win.
Trevor, unless he's crazy, is totally on my side. And trust me on this. If Trevor doesn't have the sense to do that, tell him to call me, because, I mean, he needs to do I've told all my kids, I'll give you $10,000 extra if you elope. So far, they haven't done it, but I would, too.
What does this man sound like when he's at home? What did this man sound like when he was just sitting around having a beer? I can listen to this guy just tell anecdotes and stories and sit around and shoot the blank on life. I could listen to him all day, and thank God he left a whole lot of that behind. If you ever need a laugh, it's a shock that this man wasn't on a stage somewhere just rambling on. We got some good ones who got the gift of gab. And as much as Mike Leach is known for a passing attack and being able to take that from, Texas to Washington and more recently down to Mississippi State, and they're going to play that bowl game in his honor. They're not going to sit things out. Man, that guy talked. That's what I know him for. Ask me about some of these other guys. Ask me about Nick Saban. I'm going to go, oh, yeah, evil whiner and winner, sure. Ask me about Bob Knight. I'm going to say, oh, he was a winner, but he was an abuser. Ask me about Mike Leach. I'm going to say air raid, and I'm going to say this dude was a comedian. And everything that he did and has done was not lost on his contemporaries, the guys that he helped rear up, the dudes that he actually coached. We talked about Cliff Kingsbury last night. Unfortunately, it's because he's a loser as a coach. But he actually played quarterback. He was there at Texas Tech when Mike Leach was running the show. And Cliff Kingsbury talked about his favorite memory from Mike. Take a listen to this.
You would learn a lot about life. It was probably 50-50 life and football in his meetings. And he always thought everybody was open. You'd watch him film, and you'd throw to the wrong guy. And he'd circle each guy, say, this guy's open, this guy's open, which they really weren't, right? And he said, this guy probably scores a touchdown. And then he asked the backs, he's like, who would y'all throw to? And they're all like, that guy. And then you threw it here. See, you threw it here. But that was kind of his beauty. It's like he truly thought that his offense was unstoppable, and he made you believe in yourself, you know, more so than you did. And it was, that's why, like, a lot of the same concepts, same signals, same plays, or the same stuff he's running today that we ran. And it still works. And everywhere he's gone, he's won. And so it's, there's a method to the madness, and just was an honor to be able to call my friend.
Yeah, he was able to play under and for the man. I couldn't imagine. You just heard from Cliff Kingsbury what those meetings, what they sounded like. I mean, what about someone who he opposed on the sidelines more recently with the Rebels? You can go back even further into the Pac-12, and that's Lane Kiffin. He talked about how he will remember Mike Leach. This was on ESPN.
So funny. You know, just always, there aren't many people that you look forward to seeing every single time, especially on a game day, at conference meetings. You know, having Pac-12 meetings, and just think of somebody that you could go into SEC head coaches meetings where everyone's supposed to not get along and all that. And here's this guy just get along with everybody. Didn't matter where you're from, how long you've coached anything. He was so wonderful to everybody and just a true joy to be around. And maybe I said yesterday to our staff that didn't know him, maybe the smartest person I have ever met.
Oh. There you have it. He was a history buff. Mike Leach was. He was a football coach, obviously. More than anything, he just seemed like a jovial human being. He seemed like someone that you would absolutely want to be around. I never met the man, but he has certainly left a legacy with those that he has touched, for his family. And man, I think I'm going to be on YouTube for quite some time, just checking out some of these clips. Fat Little Girlfriends, Bigfoot and Aliens, the marital advice was classic. You already screwed up by publicly asking me about it. I mean, well, damn. It's funny stuff. RIP to Mike Leach. You know, condolences to his family. It's a tough one. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that bowl game. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. You know, do these bowl games, that one will certainly hold a lot of significance. But you think about some of these other bowl games, the significance has been lost. Not that one. RIP to Mike Leach. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about another coach. We'll talk about an NFL player returning. We'll talk about an NFL player who just went down last night here in Arizona. And then, of course, we'll talk to you. We got a lot to accomplish. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of coaches, yes, we just talked about and remembered Mike Leach for all of the amazing and hilarious moments that he shared with us, especially I'd say over the past 20 years since he has really been in the public spotlight. There's another coach that we know who has been in the public spotlight for a long time. In his case, it's probably now closer to, you know, 40 years. Shep, can you imagine that, really? That sounds odd to say. Deion Sanders has been, like, around in the public sphere for now just about 40 years.
Yeah, Florida. You count Florida State, we're inching there.
Wow. Time flies. Either that or everybody's getting old. But the fact is, we know Deion has moved on. There's been a lot of conversations over the past week, week and a half, 2 weeks, the speculation about him going out to Colorado and leaving Jackson State. And I've made a point here, and if you haven't heard it, I'll say it again, damn it. I have no problem with Deion Sanders leaving on to quote-unquote greener pastures. And when I say greener pastures, I'm talking about the money, all of the money, going from $300,000 per year to about $6 million per year. That's not a difficult decision to just say no to unless you are Elon Musk. Or what's the Amazon guy's name? What's his name? He owns the Washington Post.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, Bezos. I think most people would say, hey, sign me up. 300 to 6 mil? Oh, yeah, please. Sign me up. And so Deion is gone. But I've made a hard point about what he, quote unquote, left behind. He did a lot of talking. What did he leave behind? Did he leave behind memories? Did he leave behind a legacy? Did he leave behind a blueprint? Well, I think we're starting to figure out or find out the first part of that answer. It's going to take years to find out. We know Deion is going to coach the Celebration Bowl, and then he is on his way out the building to Colorado. And so even at this stage, it's odd to see him be at a press conference in Colorado and to address their players and to shoot some hoops and then to get back on a plane and throw a Jackson State hat back on just to finish things up. And so it was revealed today, and at least thank you, Deion Sanders, for putting it on social media. We have found out who's going to succeed him as head coach at Jackson State. And it's T.C. Taylor, who graduated from Jackson State in 2005. And 3 years ago, he rejoined the coaching staff as a wide receiver and tight end coach. He basically owned all of the wide receiver records. We know Deion Sanders, he comes on and joins the program in 2020. And so T.C. Taylor has been announced as the next head coach for Jackson State. Now, where they go or what they do, there's only one Deion Sanders. This is what we know. And so I don't think there is, quote unquote, an up. And I wish I could be more optimistic, but I'm being realistic. I'm being honest. You know, T.C. Taylor can leave a legacy, but there's one Deion. I think he would have had to stayed around, you know, much longer. I think he would have had to have graduated from coach to maybe overseeing the entire department, maybe overseeing the SWAC, having more of an influential role before we see some, you know, long-term change. Like, I can go outside and pick up some seeds. I can go outside and, you know, kind of litter them on the dirt. But we know, like, in order to yield, like, real fruit and get real results, you got to be patient. You got to put the seeds down. You got to feed them. You got to make sure everything gets light. And the deeper you bury them, can't bury them too deep. Got to put them at the right depth. You got to tend to the soil to get results. And for right now, I know there are a lot of people who feel like the seeds were just dropped on the soil. And then Deion said, all right, I did my part. I put the seeds down. Y'all figure it out. And so I think in due time, time will tell. But he was a big advocate for T.C. Taylor getting this job at Jackson State and taking over. So good on Deion. And let's see what he really legitimately left behind. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andre. He's my next-door neighbor today. He's calling from Vegas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, my brother, man? Good to hear from you again. This is why I say something real quick about my man, Deion. Deion won a World Series. Deion won Super Bowls with two different teams. He was the man in Atlanta. He went down to Jackson. Did what he had to do, man. Let them hate, man. Let people think what they want to think, man, about Deion. I appreciate him, but I go for the money, too. I mean, you built your legacy down there for, like, a mediocre program. Now he put them on top. Now it's time to move on. Keep on moving, DR. That's why your name is Prime Time. Take care, JR. Appreciate you, homie.
All right, thank you, Andre, for calling from Vegas. I think that would be cool if Deion just said, hey, I'm coming through to coach. He said so much more. It was out of his own mouth that he was talking about how he was going to elevate HBCUs. That's what he said. Other programs for other people. Did he live up to that? I don't know. Time will tell. I don't think so. I think the impact wasn't long enough, and that is disappointing. BJ is calling up from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, BJ?
Hey, JR. How's your night going, sir?
It's absolutely amazing. How's your night going?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great. Just got the Christmas shopping done.
Okay.
It's a good night.
Well, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I haven't bought anybody a damn thing.
Oh, hey, time's a ticking, my man.
Yeah, well, what's today? Today is December 13th. I got some time.
13th? Yeah, you got 12 days. You got 12 days.
Yeah, that'll be okay. Oh, wow. It sound worse now, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I just had a quick question. Yes. I'd love to know your opinion on two NFC East quarterbacks who, in your opinion, they're both free agents. They both cost the same amount of money. Who would you take, Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? You know, like I said, same money, same offense.
Oh, you're asking me in an alternate universe if they were just in front of me, and what quarterback would I want?
Yes, sir.
Would I want Dak Prescott or would I want Jalen Hurts? I'm going to answer this. I don't want your explanation. Just tell me who you would select.
Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. Dak Prescott. No, not Jalen Hurts. Dak Prescott.
You would take Dak Prescott over Jalen Hurts. Okay.
As a quarterback, yes, sir.
Why?
So as just a pure, I mean, just I'm looking longevity-wise.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, they're running. I mean, it's awesome. Look at Cam Newton. He was awesome for a bunch of years. Mm-hmm. And then, then after just that running stuff got him hurt and shortened his career quite a bit. And
good point. Yeah.
I think that we'll see a very similar thing with Jalen Hurts. I think Dak will be a good, solid quarterback in the NFL for at least, you know, another 7-10 years, roughly, just give or take.
Okay.
I think he's just a better overall quarterback.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, BJ, I'm going to answer your question on the other side of the break. So you stick around and you'll get your answer, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, BJ, for coming or calling up from Texas. Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? All things being even, all things being equal, who would I decide to start my team with today? Hurts or Prescott? BJ says that he would go with Dak. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not agreeing. I'm going to give you my answer on the other side. And then we'll talk about someone who's returning to the NFL. A little bit longer of a retirement than Tom Brady, but I'll tell you who it is on the other side. And then we'll talk about, you know, Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also calling for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We just had a caller hit us up on the other side. You can call 2-855-212-4CBS. His name is BJ. I believe BJ was calling out of Texas. I mean, maybe that's why he had this answer to the question that he posed to me, of which I will now answer. He said, all things being equal, no free agency, no contract, no nothing. If Dak Prescott was in front of you and Jalen Hurts was in front of you, and you had a choice as to who you wanted to be your quarterback into the future, who would it be? BJ said that he would roll with Dak. He feels that he is a safer option, and he wouldn't necessarily take the pounding that a Jalen Hurts would. And I'm sorry, BJ, I would have to go the opposite direction. I look at the upside of a Jalen Hurts, and I think we see it in front of us right now for a Philadelphia Eagles team that is 11-1. And I think that that hurts. We see it. We see it on the ground. We see it in the air. We've seen the progression. Like, I have an idea of who and what Dak Prescott is. I think on a very good year for Dak, and I think he was getting ready to have one of those before his ankle got shattered to pieces, you know, 2 years ago, he can be a 40-touchdown, 45-touchdown type guy. I just think there are too many instances where he's hit or miss. I think Jalen Hurts has the opportunity, and this is why I think he's going to win MVP, to be absolutely explosive. Explosive in a way that Dak Prescott is not. And so am I going to tell you that Jalen Hurts one day, and I certainly don't hope it happens, do I think Jalen Hurts is going to go on one of those runs outside the pocket and go down to a non-contact injury? I have no idea. Anybody could get hurt at any time. Dak Prescott was on a run, and he got dragged down to the ground, and his ankle, we saw what happened to it, it split in two. And so I look at Jalen Hurts, and I just think there's more explosive upside. I understand the concerns about his health and whether or not he'll last and whether or not he'll hold up. And you used a comparison to Cam Newton. I think this is where there's a difference. Jalen Hurts, when he plays, is not a battering ram. Cam Newton, most times outside of weight, he was one of the biggest dudes out there. Cam Newton was ready, willing, and able to drop his shoulder into a dude and lay you the hell out. And I think that's one of the reasons why his career was kind of shorted and stopped where it was, that and his personality. All things considered, man, Jalen Hurts, he's been praised universally by everybody on that team. From the coaching staff, starting at Sirianni, to veteran players. You got guys like Kelsey who continue to big him up. And so I think Jalen Hurts has more upside. I mean, even if I want to, you know, kind of throw, you know, the age and what we know out of the window already, I would go with Jalen Hurts, who's 24 years old, over Dak Prescott. I think we know who and what Dak is. And think about this. Jalen, he might be having the best season of his career right now. I still think there's room for him to get better. Easy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and let's talk to Dave. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, big fella?
I'm amazing. What's up, Dave?
I'm doing well. I want to say this thing about Deion. Now, like I told you, your guy, I said, I had no problem with Deion doing what he did when he went to Colorado. For one, he put Jackson State on the map. Before he hit the scene, I ain't never heard of Jackson State. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people never heard of it either. Now, I mean, another thing I understand, Deion put a lot of money in that school. He convinced big-time stores like Walmart and Jeff Bezos and them to put money in that school. Because that school was a wreck. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is he did a lot for that school. He did a lot for HABC, you know, historical black colleges. And I think it's that time for him to start making some money now and build a powerhouse team. Now, one thing I said he would never coach in the NFL. I think he's bluffing on that. I think he's bluffing on that. But I'm going to say big kudos on Dion for doing that. And also, I give it to him as a man, as a father, he got his kids well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, no. It's a beautiful thing, Dave. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't fault him or anybody else for deciding to elevate to another position. I think that's cool. I think what he's doing is cool. I just think for the game and everything that he talked, you know, is it long standing? Because that doesn't necessarily match up with what he said initially when he said he wanted to elevate, you know, all HBCUs and he wanted to get more recruits in. Well, Are you telling me you're going to cut my grass? Hey, I got you. I'm going to cut your grass. Don't worry about it. Well, when it gets taller, are you still going to come back? Or are you going to go down the road when somebody pays you more? It's a little tough. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How's it going tonight, man?
Absolutely amazing. What's up?
Yeah, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. I want to jump in here and talk about Mike Leach. I think, you know, a couple of things I'm going to bring up here. Number one, I think from a football standpoint, we're seeing his imprint on everything, high school, college, the pros.
Air it up. Throw it out.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, so teams are going to copy his concepts and his stuff is going to live on forever, because I think we're seeing more and more high school teams play that way, and obviously the colleges and the pros are playing that way every week. So there's no doubt he was an innovator.
Would you say that he is Mike D'Antoni on the football side?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah, really good analogy. I think that's very fair to say. Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think there's no question that maybe his record wasn't the greatest, but I think his innovative style, I think, is going to be live on forever. And, you know, I think the saddest thing is, you know, it's just you see how much pressure there is in college football, especially the SEC level, that, you know, I mean, it's awful for his family, because, you know, we talk about how the SEC is almost like the NFL and there's so much pressure with the NIL and the recruiting. And it's just awful because, like, you know, I'm sure that had a lot to do with his health. And it's so sad because, like, to me, at the end of the day, all these guys who play and coach, whether it's big time college or pro sports, you know, to me, it's they're human beings at the end of the day. And, you know, we have to remember that, because yes, they make a ton of money, but, you know, they deal with the same stuff you and I deal with. So I appreciate the time, man, and rest in peace to him and Mike Leach, his family and friends, and everyone in college sports who was connected to him.
All right, thank you so much, Dave, for calling up from Buffalo. Absolutely. I didn't think about that analogy. Just all offense. How many wide receivers can I get on the field? Let's put 10 of them out there. No offensive line. Just go down the field and let's roll. KB is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, KB?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good.
I just want to talk about the prime situation. I believe me and you both know that anybody put in that situation would take that deal. But also you have to think about not only the great things that he done for Jack State, but the things that he went through there also with, I don't know if you heard about, or I'm pretty sure you did, during the game, folks breaking in the locker room, or his son's car being broken into. He had problems with boosters and alumni helping out, you know, but and that all plays a role in it, you know. But like you said, I believe he left a legacy, but like you said, the blueprint, I believe he left something behind that'll help Jack State move forward and still be good at what they do. But, yeah, man, that's all I wanted. I think he made a great decision. And I think he's going to bring Colorado up, and I believe he's got more coming for him. He might be an NFL coaching sooner than we think. So,
all right.
But yeah, that's all I wanted, man.
Thank you, KB. I don't think Colorado can be. I don't think they could be worse than what the hell they are. So I think they got one direction to go. It's up. You don't sit down that low and just and stay that damn bad. That's crazy. Speaking of crazy. This just kind of popped up on the news past me. The Mets are showing interest in Carlos Correa. This is being reported via The Athletic. Correa would reportedly shift to third base to play next to Francisco Lindor at shortstop. The source at The Athletic says, I'd say there's some smoke, but I'm not sure how big the fire is, though. Like, what? What the hell is the point of the report? Shepard, you understand what I'm saying?
Get John Heyman on line one?
Like, why are you reporting this to go, yeah, there's some smoke there. I don't know how big the fire is. Like, so what are you reporting it for?
Just wanted to see how many retweets they could get.
Oh, man, just tell us when Carlos Correa is ready to sign. That makes much more sense than just, well, Mets are showing interest. I'm sure the Mets have shown interest on a lot of folks. And their owner happens to be worth, I don't know, it changes by the day. I think without me Googling or searching, Steve Cohen is probably worth. Shep, here, let's play a game, Shep. Is Steve Cohen, owner of the New York Mets, how do we do this? I want to be the one to guess. You know the number. Have you identified it yet?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, well, I think it takes 2 seconds. Let's see. Steve Cohen is worth less than $20 billion, right? Less than 20?
That would be correct.
17. He's at 17.
No.
He's at 15.
No.
Lower.
Lower.
13.
Not quite.
Oh, my God. It's 12?
Go lower.
No.
I'm seeing $9 billion.
Steve Cohen only is worth $9 billion.
I've never heard anyone say someone is only worth $9 billion, but yes.
I think the name of his venture fund, Point Something Capital. I thought that the man was at about 15, 16. He's only worth $9 billion. Oh, my God. Steve Cohen, instead of going to get, Wagyu beef, he's going to have to eat Mickey D's for the next year, man. That's tough going.
In fairness to you, Investopedia puts him at $17.4
billion. Oh, yeah. When it comes to guys like that, I would tend to go higher. And so I don't think he has any issues with putting Francisco Lindor on his team, Max Scherzer on his team, Justin Verlander on his team, Carlos Correa on his team. The man just gave Brandon Nimmo, who I think is he's a nice guy and a nice baseball player. Brandon Nimmo just got a contract, I think approximately $120 million, maybe more than that. I need to go play for the New York Mets. Hey, Shep, I'm coming back to New York, man. I'm going to be in Queens, bro.
Great to hear, man. You'll be more clutch than DeGrom was, I tell you that much.
Oh, well, that guy's a loser.
So is Scherzer.
You call Scherzer a loser?
Well, he's in the playoffs.
We're going to talk about this on the other side. And Kyler Murray, don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.